Blog Talk Radio.
P. Taylor, and I'm normally joined by Deb, who I think is in the middle of a ferocious storm at the middle on the east coast of the US, and Hatter, and I think Hatter's just running late. That was a band called Moona, and they are a three-piece indie group who at the moment touring Australia and are supporting, I think it was Lord recently, and they have put out three albums in their time. The latest one is a completely independent release, and they're made up of three singers, or is it, yeah, three singers, three-part harmony, Katie, Josette and Naomi, and that was their version of the Celine Dion song from Titanic. I'll get to that link in a minute. Meanwhile, hello 440, how are you?
Good, how are you doing, AP?
I'm well. Did you enjoy the alternate Celine Dion version of that song?
That was different.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was, wasn't it? I love the pedal steel guitar. I just love the heck out of it. And the three-part harmony gets me every time. I've been singing along to it all week, you see. So there you go. Making it four-part harmony, sort of. But,
yeah.
No, I did my favorite song at the minute. Anyway, there you go. So, no, it's been a big week. I've been busy saying yes to being a judge of the Winter Park competition. And there's even been a photo of me doing the rounds that might even be accurate of me.
It might be.
That might even be accurate, yeah. And it even looks like me, which would be the first time in about 8 years that people have actually seen a photo of me. So I've got older since I started, it has to be said. But that's going to be fun. I'm going to enjoy it. So I will enjoy myself.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Stephen, and in the background, your lovely wife, we should put your poem on the board because you did say you needed to read and run. So I have, given that we have the theme of apples for this week, and you have a poem called The Apple. You're completely on pace, Stephen. You're just spot on, really.
Well, sort of. I went into my cave. I'm sorry. I was just saying, I just went on my page. I did a search for Apple, and this is what came up. I was writing, at the time, I was writing a poem to each Star Trek episode, and there happened to be a Star Trek episode called The Apple.
Oh, well, there you
and,
go.
Well,
if Hatter was here, he'd be super impressed. But meanwhile, let's keep going.
All right, here we go. The Apple. Kirk, Spock, and all beam down a beautiful place like paradise. But poison plants kill red shirts. Perhaps they should think twice. There are people here. They have orange skin, an antenna on their necks. Now that's an odd spin. Their god named Val calls to them when he is famished and weak and needs food again. Val is not happy. Enterprise crew is there teaching his people to let down their hair. So Val orders people to kill Kirk and all. Kirk will not have this, must cause Val to fall. Enterprise phasers hit Val at full beam. Destroyed it turns out. Val's not a god, but a machine. So now all these people can procreate and have fun. Scotty, beam me up. My work here is done. End poem.
Well, there you go. There you go. I did not know that episode. I remember many episodes of the Trek, but I did not recall that one at all. Meantime, it looks like my partner in crime might have joined me. Hello, Hatter. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me. I'm here. What's up?
Huh? There you go. Well, no, I was just checking. Did you get to hear Stephen's Star Trek episode, The Apple?
Yeah, just the last part of it I did. I'll have to go
did
back
you?
And read
okay.
it.
Okay. You go back and read it, and I'll make some comments. I thought that was really kind of cute, Stephen. I have to admit, I don't recall that episode. I don't. I wish I did, but I don't. But you gave it to me as if I was there, and you gotta like that, really. And I do like the last stanza quite a lot in terms of its composition, what it's saying, and what it's not. I thought that was kind of cute. How far did you get with your aim to actually do a poem for every episode?
I think I got halfway through season two before I kind of slacked off.
Wow.
I'll have to pick it up again.
Wow. That's impressive, though. That's a lot of poems. Yeah. A lot of poems.
Yeah, I remember.
Well,
I remember the episode. I remember this one.
Do you?
Vol.
Oh, you do you?
Yeah,
Vol. Really?
It was a cult.
Yes.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Very much.
Uh-huh. So what, tell me what you thought of the poem.
Very good. I think I like the idea of what he does going through each episode.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. I think it's really cool.
A labor of love.
Well, a little, yeah. But I mean, I think it's really cool. So I really do. I think it's a cool thing to try and do, and then that you've actually got your way through as far as you did is impressive, you know. And so,
yeah,
hats off.
It's a synopsis. It's a synopsis of the story. Read it first.
Give
yeah.
me a chance to watch it again.
Yeah. No.
You can't be a spoiler.
I like it a lot. No, I like it a lot. So yes, so Steve and I'm very glad that you joined us and were able, and Kay was there too, and that you were able to talk about the wonderful world of Star Trek and the Apple. And so my thanks. And I also have to thank you too, because of course, you know, when it comes to the wonderful world of, you know, the Winter Park competition and the amazing amount of points that are up on offer for that, that's completely due to both yourself and Kay, and we're very, very grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, thank you for that. And did I? I'm just trying to think. No, just us. So, very, very happy for you to hang around and talk about apples, Stephen, if you wish. Or I understand that you may have to disappear sideways. So, your call.
I got apples.
I can hang out for a little bit.
Ah, cool. Excellent. Well, if that's the case, Hannah, have
Come
you
through.
Got your apple poem that you want to put up on the board?
I do.
Well, you should do that then.
Okay.
Excellent. Did you want me to fetch it, or are you okay?
No, I'm right here. I think I can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
It.
I'm just putting a picture of an apple on the board just for the fun of it.
Running back on. Speak. Paste. Here we go.
Hey, that was
called
quick.
An apple.
Right, go for it.
Not bad. It goes like this. Apple on a string. From the things we think are crazy to the apple Adam took from Eve stands the lessons we can learn from the miracles we don't see. Wrestle with the words they use so you can feel the pain, taken with the dose you choose as it all remains the same. Fingers point to my front door, knocking every day, whispering dreams that you can't restore. The dark now turns your way. Clouded thoughts that are store-bought hang from porch light swings. Remember me if you don't see, you're an apple on the string. Try to share the poison air that bakes an apple like apple pie. Can't you see we are never free if we believe in all their lies? Yeah.
I quite like that. I quite like that. I think that's got stuff, you know, I like. Stephen, did you want to talk about Hatter's apple on a string?
Well, as always, I like the rhyme and the flow. You had me thinking of a song about halfway through there from the Bare Naked Ladies, thinking of Try to Scream, but it only comes out as a yawn when you try to see the world beyond your front door. Yeah, I thought this was pretty cool.
Cool.
There you go.
Thanks.
Thank you, Stu. And Hatter, I think the thing for me is that I like the turn to the in the poem. I like the turn in the poem. Started, where was the stanza? Yeah, clouded thoughts that store-bought hang from porch like swings. Remember me if you don't see you're an apple on a string. There's something, you know, there's a connection and that there's not. It's really very cool, that whole idea of being an apple on a string, and that we're not necessarily as free as we think we are. Yeah, there's something about that that's got a real sort of sense to it. So I thought you were onto something here, Hatter.
When you said apples, that's the first thing that came to my mind. When I was on Chicken Mountain, I used to hang an apple by a string down into the pens.
Yes.
And these chickens would go to peck at them. It was quite funny to watch. So that's what it's all built around, is that apple on a string.
Now, the reason I chose apples, Hatter, the reason I chose apples was because there's a very Australian saying, which is she'll be apples, or she's apples. And it means that everything's going to be okay. Yeah, everything's going to be okay. And it means everything will be okay, even when there is some doubt about that happening. And so it's a really interesting saying, because it's sort of saying that things are going to work out for the best, even though at the moment they don't look so good. I haven't heard it said in America. It is said in Australia. It's said in New Zealand. It was popularized in the 1920s, and it came from the slang of apple and spice, or apple and rice, meaning nice. And so it sort of rhymed to nice, and then it went to she'll be apples, meaning it's a little bit more than that. So I'm very fond of that saying, as you can tell, the she'll be apples saying. And so that's where apples came from. This way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I had never heard any of that.
No. No, it's very Australian. Very Australian. It's a completely Australian sort of saying. That's why I chose apples. Yeah. That's why when I grab my poem, you'll see that we sort of mix the sort of apples with the sense that it's going to be okay. So the title of it is that she's apples, which means everything's going to be okay, and then we're talking about apples. So
there you go.
So that's the short of it. So let me put mine on the board, Hatter. This is a true story. This is from ages ago. This is She's Apples. And it goes a little bit like this. Next to our rusted iron lean-to garage, near the rarely moved bedroom window of three, stood the spindly branches and rotund trunk of our Granny Smith apple tree. We rarely picked up the lime-green fruit. They were just so sour with turn of voice hoarse. Us kids aimed rotting bits at one another till the one day a year when made sauce. To a tub of cut onions in pieces, added quickly a box of overripe tomato fruit. Bought at market for just this purpose, diced green apples soon followed suit. Folded recipe called for spices of all sorts. I remember the smell of cloves and cardamom contained in a big floating cotton bag that smelled of richness and of sun. All brewed down in these restaurant pots, which teetered clanking upon the stove top, led to a tribe of kids being banned as running rocked them all over the shop. For the rest of the year, the ground strewn with sweet smell of decay and fermented apple, while I just noisily shoved on past, as through the branches, the sun left apple. End poem. Like that.
Unmuted.
Hatter. Like that.
Unmuted. Jesus Christ. So was that an actual recipe? Tub of cut onions, box of overripe tomato fruit, and then apples?
Dice apple? Yeah. Apple, yeah. These Granny Smith apples, absolutely, yes. Yes, they made it once a year. Smelt the whole place out for weeks.
Oh, really?
It's a sauce thing.
Wow, that sounds like sparkling wine.
A little bit. But it was good fun. I mean, it was just happened once a year and was on for young and old, and we're a band from the kitchen, and we had to collect some of the apples rather than letting them ferment in the ground. It was actually a true story.
Yeah, the farm was always a happier place when the fruit started fermenting. Cider started going hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Stephen, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Well, there you go. We had a green apple there. So we had a red apple on the board and we had a green apple in the palm. But what did you think of that club?
Oh, I thought this was great. I think it's a lot of fun. I like recipe poems because I occasionally write them myself. And I don't like to give the exact ingredients. But this makes me curious as to how it might taste, actually. And it brought back memories for me as well because it made me think of at my grandmother's when they used to do the harvesting and the canning, and she had a crab apple tree, not a Granny Smith apple tree. We actually would eat apples with a little salt in them. So I probably like the Granny Smith.
Yeah.
I thought this was really cool, a lot of fun.
Yeah, and
Quince? Do you know what quince is? The fruit?
I have, Hatter.
They're like a giant lemon. I mean,
they
looks
are like a giant lemon. They are. They turn your sort of face upside down.
What do you have as far as berries or anything, fruit, that we don't have up here?
Vegemite.
Not much of.
Now that's well we do have some native fruit, Hatter. So for example, we've got Kakadu plums, for example.
Oh, okay.
That you won't have, yeah. And there's quite an industry around Kakadu plums in terms of jams and in terms of all sorts of different bits and pieces. And so I actually have some Kakadu jams in my fridge at the minute. So, but we've got, what else have we got? We've got some kwandongs. Have you heard of kwandongs? We've got kwandongs.
No.
Okay. Well, so we've got a few little fruit. No, nothing madly, crazily, whatever.
I was introduced to an Asian pear tree. I was bringing back an orchard of persimmon trees, and in there there was a couple apple trees, and there was this Asian pear. Now I didn't know Asian pear trees had thorns more wicked than pyracantha. So I'm clearing out the berries and everything, and this thing came down. Man, oh man! I learned real quick an Asian pear.
Wow, that sounds like something. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So Deb's just said that she is adding the sound clouds because her power is back, and that once she's done that, she will give us a buzz. Hatter?
Good. I was watching that storm walk over.
Yeah. And meantime, I am adding a couple of images of the kwandongs or little plums, and they come in the traditional red color, and then they come also as a blue. So I put the blue up for the fun of it. So you get they're just a little quite sweet, but with a little sour aftertaste.
Oh wow! Okay. Yeah.
So
are they small? They look small. They're really small.
They are small. Yeah, they are small. So there you go. I'm now refreshed. I do see Deb. Hello, Deb. How are you? Now it lets me in.
Hello. Better now.
Good to see you. Glad the storm has passed. So we've been talking about apples and Star Trek, and we were talking about apples on a string, and then we talked about my little apple recipe. And so that's what we've been up to, Deb, in the short period of time. And we did play Moona to start with. Hatter, we'll play it at the end. You missed it, but we'll play it again. I'll talk about that in a tip. So here we are. And now, Deb, did you have a poem on the wonderful world of apples?
I actually do.
Ha-ha! Well, we should put it up on the board.
Okay,
I'm
like doing that right now. Okay, it's up there. All right. Okay, it's called Eat Two Apples and Call Me in the Morning. Here we go.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, cool.
Pastel flowers bloom on the fruit trees, perfuming the air as spring breezes blow, painting the orchard with the pink petals dotting color on the branches as they grow. Honeybees dwell in the hives on the apple orchards, then fertilize the trees so they can produce the fruit bouquet. The pollinators carry pollen buds to blossoms, and 90% of apple crops are pollinated by bees today. Apples are rich in soluble fibers and antioxidants that can keep our bodies healthy as we chew and keep bodies free from metabolic disorders by boosting immunity, then aiding with weight loss too. Reds, greens, and yellows color the skins. The skins provide nutrients that people eat, adding antioxidants and vitamins like B6, riboflavin, and thiamin, scalp to feet. Snacking on apple slices dipped in nut butter is high in fiber and protein for digestion. They can help to lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and battle inflammation. Shop for the sack of apples at a neighborhood farm. Buy one basket for yourself and one bushel to share. Eat two apples, then call me in the morning. Eating the apples adds the shine to your hair, to your skin too, boosting the dividing cells of aging. Then, as the people passing by spot you and stare, should say they stare, but I just finished the last two lines. Anyway, end poem.
That's cute, Deb. I mean, I think I probably learnt more about apples in your poem than I've, you know, done in many a long time. I mean, you know, there was just, it was sort of apple-y full of apple information, really. And for the record, I am just putting up the photo of the apple scones that I made yesterday for my mum coming over for tea. So we had apple and cinnamon scones, as you do. So I was taking to heart everything you said because I had the skin in, the whole thing in, and so, you know, we were getting all of those benefits. It's really a completely educational poem. Stephen, did you want to say a few words?
Thank you.
Yeah, and then I'm going to have to hit the road. I thought this was a lot of fun, Deb. Like AP said, I learned some more stuff about apples that I never knew. I always knew, you know, one a day keeps the doctor away. But that's as far as it goes. I was putting in my comment that my favorite are golden delicious apples. I love those the best. And I thought that this was a fun, instead of a soapbox, right? It's an apple crate, right? Very cool.
I like that. And I could have went on and on. I mean, if you look down the bottom, they prevent cataracts. They prevent hemorrhoids. They manage irritable bowel syndrome. They're good for decreasing diabetes. I mean, I asked the question at the end there, are apples the fountain of youth? I mean, they keep you healthy. They get your cells to keep dividing. I mean, it's like I was looking up. Well, when AP said apples, my first thought was an apple a day keeps the doctor away, like you just said, Stephen. And
yes.
Then for foods to help with blood pressure, I came across some of the other information, and a poem was born. Plus, I've had this photo that I love and hadn't used. So, anyhow.
It always meant to be. So, Stephen Kay, thank you for joining us. Thanks for the Star Trek poem, Stephen, and for hanging around. It's been good.
Thank you. Have a good night, everybody.
And okay,
night, we'll
catch you.
Stephen.
We'll catch you.
Right, okay.
Thank you. Now, Heather, I have to remind you that this means that since it was my turn last week to come up with a topic, it means it's your turn this week to come up with a topic.
All right. How about rubber?
Yeah. You've already come up with one. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
What was it?
Rubber.
I think it was rubber.
Rubber.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. It's all sorts of different
like
interpretations.
Like,
put
right.
on that.
Vulcanization.
Vulcanization.
Rubber.
Yeah, well, I know. You went from Star Trek. I understand. Vulcanization, rubber. I get it. Completely.
Yeah, well, now you got high
yep.
hopes playing in my head for that rubber tree.
So. Okay. Your poem, Deb, needs to be on the back of applesauce jars, like milk cartons.
Yes.
Guess what?
Right.
Yes. See what? Those scones were good, too. They didn't have too much sugar in them, Deb. I actually flavored them with honey. And the apple itself. So, anyway.
They do look yummy. And didn't you say something about strawberry scones not too long ago, too?
I made strawberry scones during the week separately.
Yeah.
So, I had strawberry scones like a couple of days ago, and I had yesterday. So, I'm getting back into cooking.
I see that.
In
they look
while.
Super yummy.
Yeah,
pork
chops. I'm getting back into it.
Apple
chops. So
what did I miss in the beginning?
Sorry, Deb?
You were saying something about what I missed, or you were going to replay something?
Well, we've had a series of things. Firstly, we had my song by Mooner, which I'll talk about in 2 ticks. Then we had Stephen come on and do his Star Trek poem. Then we had Hatter do his apple on the string poem. Then we had me do the apple sauce type poem. So we've had sort of three sort of destinations of apples. And the reason I was trying madly to find a link between the Titanic and apples, because, of course, that song that Mooner was singing is the theme song from Titanic. And I was able to find a couple. The first is that most of the entrees and desserts were apple inspired on the Titanic in first class. So there's a whole heap of recipes you can go and get for stuff that was in the first class menu, and a lot of them had apples in them, which was kind of fun. That was the first thing. The second one was that there was some talk that the Titanic on the way back to Europe was going to be carrying apples from Canada, actually, as it turns out. And a number of the Cunard Line ships actually were responsible for taking American and Canadian apples back to Europe. Of course, there were other ships apart from the Titanic that sailed on the Cunard Line. And so that was as good as I got, really. There was a little bit of connection between the film and Apple, but I thought, nah, you know, But that's as much as I got. That was as close as I could get to a connection.
Well, that's pretty cool, though.
Great song, though. Great song.
Yeah.
Really love the song.
Apple,
like a lot.
Apple's
like,
slow.
For a week. And they do have. Yep, they do.
Because
they do.
And if that would have happened, they'd know where he sank because of the apples, the tide.
But they would have been floating there. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty bloody dark and stormy. But apart from that, absolutely right.
Yeah.
Here, the wind's still whipping, and I can still hear the thunder, but I'm waiting to find out if and where the tornado touched down. It was wicked. I mean, it was raining so hard, it looked like walls of rain, and it literally looked like the rain was walking across the street. It was so bad. Hunter, right after I sent you that video, it got worse, and the lady next door's wind chimes were going crazy. The rain was hitting the windows. I couldn't see out the window that I was shooting the video for you from. It was terrible.
Wow.
It looked bad.
Yeah, hail. Yeah. And I mean, it was luckily just the little pea-sized ones and not the tennis ball ones.
I was looking at the satellite. I went online and picked up the satellite image that was, you know, real time, watching it walk over the top of you. Jesus.
And you could literally see it doing it until it got so bad you couldn't see across the street anymore. But, yeah, and it usually takes them a lot longer to get around to doing things here, so I'm surprised I was able to make it.
No, you've done really well. No, you've done really well. I'm impressed. So, now we do have an Apple poem that was sent in to us, which was by Jenny Hunt. So I'm going to put that up on the board and play the SoundCloud, Deb.
Cool.
So bear with me. And thank you to Jenny for sending the SoundCloud in as well. Always appreciated. So here we go now.
Get out of here with your apples to oranges comparisons. Comparing me to your exes is like comparing apples to oranges. No one and nothing are ever to be the same. All you are doing is driving me insane. Doubtful, daring, dangerously deceiving are the eyes of the shallow, selfishly living. Ripe and plump, nothing is to last that long. One bruise from you, and it's me you look down upon. Like scum from a pond, is there nowhere that I belong? Sing me your sweet, tantalizing love song, now you're gone. Once a shiny, ripe apple, now shriveled up and wrinkled. End poem.
Thank you, Jenny. I always think it's dangerous to be comparing anything to anybody else. I've always said that. Dangerous. So it doesn't lead you into any good place. Did you want to say a few words about Jenny's poem?
Yeah, I love how the attitude there, comparing me to your exes, it's like comparing apples to oranges. I do agree that the comparisons are never a smart thing, but you got to give it to her for the attitude that she starts off with there. Ripe and plump, nothing is to last that long. One bruise from you, and it's me looking down upon. I just really think I got a kick out of the attitude that she put in there. You don't really expect a poem that contains that kind of attitude when you're talking about apples, but I think it was a fun read.
There you go.
Thanks, Jenny.
Absolutely. No, indeed. Thanks, Deb. And Hannah, what did you think of Jenny's piece?
Yeah, it... I don't know what stage that is when you compare other people when you're getting over something, but it certainly has a bit of sadness to it, and it's left on the page. That's where it needs to be, and release that. You got to live happy.
Well, exactly that. You've just got to let it go. as they say in the classics. And if you do, she'll be apples, as they say in the classics here in Australia. Okie doke. So, Deb, we should talk about what is coming up on A Team of Voices in the next days ahead.
On Sunday, we continue with the series of featuring our fellow poets, and Monday night at 10, along with the art, we feature quotes by none other than Sweet Pea. And there's a few extras this time because she sent me a few of her own. And there's extra pictures involved because she sent me a few of her own there, too. So this series has been turning out fantastic. I'm always impressed with the poems that are inspired by the words that come from other people's poems. So looking forward to that. And then I do believe on Thursday we get back our Sweet Pea. So stay tuned for that. And other than that, I believe it just depends on who's feeling okay. And so I'll just leave it with the two that I'm sure of. And we'll take it from there.
Makes sense to me. Thank you. And Hattie, you're actually going to be able to recognize me now because you've seen a photo of me.
Yeah. You tell, yeah, well, I got to thinking, you know, I don't know, I was talking to Joy. And all I had seen was your eyes. If you remember that contest by
Celtic
Moon.
Yeah. And it was just something I'd never thought about. And I said, well, I don't think I could pick them out of a lineup.
So, you can't.
Debbie,
right? But congratulations on being chosen as a judge, AP.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Ed.
Yeah.
I'm following.
I saw MK Rock also.
Deb, you were, I think you were a judge last year, weren't you, from memory?
Yes, sir.
There you go. So, you know, as I said, following in great footsteps. So we'll try and, you know, do the best we can with the task there. And I should say, too, that we have rocking and rolling along with our AP Taylor Foundation contest number 4, Deb. And so that's out there for people to enter. And I think at this point we have something like about 25 entries. So there's only about 5 to go. So if you do want to get into that contest, my advice as always is to be fast because it fills very quickly. So there you go.
And bring your A game.
I think, Deb, that's about all we had, I think. Is there anything I've missed? I don't think there is. I mean, I'm a big fan of different apples. We talk about different apples. But, you know,
I'm just glad I made it. I thought I was going to miss it with the storm kicking, so
yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah, no. Well, it seemed like you might there for a while, but, you know, the thing sort of slowed down just a little enough for you to be here to read the poem and say a few words, which was good. Hatta, is there anything you wanted to have a chat about?
Yeah, that was one thing we didn't grow. Were apples.
You didn't grow apples. Okay.
No, there was one little tree. They had already torn them out. The cherry trees and apple trees they tore out before I was born.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was all plums and peaches.
No. Well, we had different fruit, but we didn't have apples either, except the tree that we had back at home. But we'd never had it down the farm. But down the road.
Yeah.
There was a big apple grower, and so we used to get all of our apples sort of freshly off the trees that were at this apple grower's place about, I don't know, 2-3 miles away from the farm.
Do you have beer?
And that,
do you have deer?
Sorry?
Like white-tailed deer? Do you have deer? Like
no, 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 no,
deer?
Apples.
I know, but do you have deer in Australia?
Oh, now I know what you're asking. Yeah, we do. We do. They tend to be more in New Zealand, actually. We do have some deer, but the deer could be a thing that is in New Zealand more.
Because they migrate with the ripening of the apples in the States, so I wonder just what they did there.
Yeah. Well, there you go. No, we don't have native deer. They have deer in New Zealand. They said they farm deer in New Zealand. Not so much in Australia. I've seen the odd deer farm, but not many. There's a few llamas, a few alpacas, but not many. So we have a lot of apples.
Yeah, and I was looking at his aren't are in Australia. They're not white-tailed deer. They're called red deer.
Yes.
But I would imagine that they would enjoy some apples too. But every time I drive my son to work, one of the main roads drives right through the center of Schober's Farm, and that's where you can see, right this minute, all the pink, pretty trees waiting to sprout apples. And that's why I mentioned the neighborhood farm, because he has a mega stand out there, and you can buy the apples, buy the basket and stuff, and, you know, support your local guys, keep them in business.
Yeah, we got Apple Hill, which is about 30 minutes from us. Apple Hill, it's called, and you go up and you get fresh cider.
Yes.
Or apples.
Well, I've just learned that Granny Smith apples were made in Australia, so that they come from Australia. Quite sour, but come from Australia.
Granny Smith, apple pie.
It's quite tart, actually, a little. So, I agree with you. Yeah,
then you smother
it. And the other one was Pink Lady was the other one.
I don't know if I've heard of that.
It comes from Australia. It's a mix between a Golden Delicious and a Lady William. So it's called Pink Lady. Very crisp. Quite sharp, actually, like a Granny Smith's in some ways, but even crisper in terms of the sort of texture of it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I have a question, though. Just as I was able to get in, you put up a picture of some really blue fruit. What is that?
We were talking, Hatter was talking about Australian fruit, I said I'd put some images up there, and that was a little native plum. They come in red and they come in blue, and it's called a Kwandong.
It's got like a turquoise blue look. They're really pretty. Are they, I assume, sweet?
Yeah. So they're the Pink Lady apples. They're quite distinctive, sort of red and sort of partially green, if you ever sort of see them. And just for completeness's sake, I will add the red Kwandong because, it's not going to let me because it takes... You do one image and it says, I think we've done enough there, and stops you until you get back in again. But the Kwandong have quite a distinct taste, and they're beautiful in jams. So the red and the blue, and I've got the Kakadu plum jam in my fridge at the minute. So there you go, Hatter. We'll do some native fruit things while you're here.
I was noticing too on the pink apples, when they're sliced in half, it actually the seeds seem to make a star shape. That's pretty cool.
They do. Yeah, they do. They do indeed. Yep. Kind of fun. But really nice. If you like apples, Pink Ladies are lovely. So, okie doke. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to go to the tape here, and I'm going to, since you both weren't here to hear my Moona cover, I'm going to play it now, Hatter. You ready?
Yep.
This is Ultimate Celine Dion. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to Jenny for bringing us her poem. Thanks to Stephen and Kay for dropping past and again for their points for the Winter Park competition. Thanks to Deb and Hatter. We're back next week for Rubber. Meanwhile, this is Moona's cover of My Heart Will Go On.
Love and respect, guys.
I really love pedal steel, and I love three-part harmony. So, with all of that, thank you for listening. We will be back with Rubber. What did you think of that one, Hatter?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it.
Oh, nice.
I get bad reception. I get bad audio on this phone, but
I understand. Yeah, no, it's all good. So, thanks, Hatter. Thanks, Deb. We'll catch you next week for vulcanization and rubber. Have fun. See you soon.
Yep.
Bye.
All right. Bye.